follow me, I'm on Instagram at canvas.914. Also, there is a Facebook page, The Art of Giving Me.
Very nice. So you heard his story, his life, and how he's helping others in the community, and just his desire to help people overall, given himself and the ministry or the program, which is The Art of Giving Me. We want to thank him for coming to the show. We thank you for watching the show, Interviews with Charles Chambers. Chris Charles.
Thank you for having me.
That was KBOO's Charles Chambry speaking with Tyrone Coleman, also known as Canvas. We will go out on Canvas's song featuring Eric Hart, entitled Skittles and Iced Tea. For KBOO News In Depth, I'm Althea Billings.
It's a blessing. Yep. Things can change in a second. If you do not get what I'm talking about, here's a lesson. On systemic oppression, they teach the police that black people are less than. We're wild, we're crazy, we're violent, we're angry, and we just got too much aggression. That's why they feel threatened when we ain't got weapons. We're 13% of the population, yeah, but 40% of the prison. If we do the same crime, then we're more likely to be arrested than convicted. And that ain't nothing I'm making up. You can look it up, that's statistics. If you don't think this a reality, you need to be a little more realistic. Cause I got a son and I got three daughters, man. Man, I gotta teach them about Oscar Grant and Sandra Bland. Y'all just don't understand. It's crazy to live in a world full of hate, in this world full of hate. So stop talking about make America great again and really try to make it great. We gotta change the fate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO, with news from your community radio station.
Well, good evening. You are tuned into News from the Boo here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland. I'm Jenny Okuyama, and I am your host for tonight here on the show, where we talk about everything KBOO, inside, outside, about KBOO. It's for our listeners, it's for our volunteers, it's for our members, it's a show for the KBOO community. So thank you so much for joining me tonight. I am also not just your host, but I'm also one of your interim station co-managers, so I really appreciate you tuning in here on this Wednesday night. We come to you every Wednesday night at 5:45 to talk about what's going on with your community radio station. So we're going to start off tonight's show talking about something a little bit on the heavier side. In the KBOO community world, we lost a legend. We recently learned of the passing of one of the people who helped to establish KBOO 50-plus years ago, Lorenzo Malam, also known as the Johnny Appleseed of community radio, because he helped to found over 200 community stations in his life. Passed away on July 19th at the age of 86. Lorenzo Malam was the author of a well-known book in the community radio world known as Sex and Broadcasting, a Handbook on Starting a Radio Station for the Community. For KBOO, Lorenzo Malam was known as someone who started our station right after he started CRAB up there in Seattle. Then a group of Portlanders who wanted to start their own station knew of Lorenzo and turned to him and asked for assistance, and he helped to organize them to start KBOO just a few years later, and we became known as KBOO, and we became part of the Crab Nebula, as it was called back in the day. So we cannot begin to express enough of our condolences, but also our appreciation for everything that Lorenzo Malam gave to KBOO and to the city of Portland. Lorenzo Malam passed away on July 19th at the age of 86. And speaking of community radio, that's what it was all about. His legacy was a station meant for the community, meant for people to be running it, volunteers to be the voices on the air. And speaking of our voices on the air, our volunteers, if you are a programmer, you have a show on the air at KBOO, don't forget that that all-programmer meeting is coming up. That's August 3rd through the 7th, all next week. We are going to be holding classes, I mean, the meeting, August the 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. That's Monday through Thursday. The meetings will be held at 7 p.m. And on Friday, we've actually had to reschedule it to 4 p.m. So again, that's August 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th at 7 p.m. And then on Friday at 4 p.m., you'll find the link to that because it's on Zoom. The link for that is available, again, in your email. And all programmers are required to go to this. This is one of those required meetings, so please, please make sure to get to that. But it is not just limited to our programmers. If you are a KBOO volunteer, then you are also very much welcome to join the meeting, although it is not required for you. But I definitely encourage all our KBOO volunteers to go because we will be talking about the state of the station, all the fun things that are sort of the back end of KBOO Finances membership, what we're going to be doing at our next fall drive, and what are we going to be doing for the rest of the year 2020. So come along, say hi to everybody else, and it's always a good time to kind of check in with everybody. Also, a call for our volunteers. If you have audio from events that you are going to around town, or speakers that you've been listening to and you have audio that you have permission to share, don't forget to contact Program Director Asia at program@kboo.org or Public Affairs Director Tammy Habitais at publicaffairs@kboo.org, because that's the audio that we play on the air, audio that comes directly from the community. And speaking of from the community, if you are an organizer of an event or you have an event coming up, I know most of those are online these days. Well, KBOO is still doing our co-sponsorships. And so we encourage you to contact us and or check out our website at kboo.fm and look up co-sponsorships. And what co-sponsorships will get you if you sign up for one here at KBOO is that we promote your event on air. These are free for any sort of local community events. It does need to go meet a certain criteria, and it is subject to our on-air availability. So check out our website, kboo.fm. Look for co-sponsorships, and you can find more details about that. It's a great way to spread the word about any sort of event you have coming up, whether it's somehow you're one of the rare events that are happening still in person, but with social distancing and all the guidance coming up, or we're definitely broadcasting a lot about a lot of virtual events, as we know a lot of those outdoor events have moved to online. And in our underwriting department, we're putting a call out to business owners and also nonprofits who might be looking to spread the word about your organization or about your business right now. KBOO does underwriting, and we have, I'd like to say that we're like some of the most affordable prices in town. I know every single time we send out our one sheet to a business, we always say, hey, I can do that. So give us an email, let us know what you're looking for, because we are always looking for people who support KBOO and our values, and we want to help amplify also all those small businesses that keep this city going. Send us an email at underwriting@kboo.org. And one other last reminder to all of our members, or maybe our past members, right now is a really great time to renew your membership. Maybe it's that time of year for you to renew, or maybe you've let it lapse for a little bit, but we do have our board of directors elections coming up in just a few weeks. And so if you want to be able to vote in that, you need to be a current member of KBOO right now. So go ahead, go onto our website, kboo.fm, and you can click on the donate button and you can renew your membership there. Or if you have any questions about your membership, go ahead and email our membership department at membership@kboo.org. Anybody hearing a trend in our email addresses? They're handy. Well, that's all the news I got today for News from the Boo. So thank you so much for tuning in to your community radio station. News from the Boo airs every Wednesday at 5:45. So I'll talk to you again next week. And thanks for tuning in. ¶¶ You're listening to KBOO Portland. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Salem Progressive Film Series presentation.